It is just before dawn in Tanzania's Gombe National Park, and the 61-year-old primatologist Jane Goodall is in a hurry. She wants to find the wild chimpanzees before they waken and climb down from their nest. Stopping before a sprawling fig tree, she points to a nest where dark shapes are stirring. A small face pops up. Well, hello! It's Ferdinand, the 3-year-old son of Fifi, the last survivor of the chimpanzees Jane first studied at Gombe 35 years ago. A moment after the fairy's entrance, the window was blown open by the breathing of the little stars, and Peter Pan dropped in. He had carried Tinkerbell part of the way, and his hand was still messy with the fairy dust. "Tinkerbell," he called softly. Of course, after making sure that the children were still asleep. "Tink, where are you?" A lightning storm in the New Mexico desert illuminates a metal sphere dangling from a tower. A sphere packed with high explosives and a small knot of plutonium. A group of scientists is about to detonate it. The bomb weighs 4 tons, all of it resting on the shoulders of J. Robert Oppenheimer. If it is a failure, he'll regret it. If it succeeds, he'll regret it even more. The debris field hit me the hardest. Here in that ghostly expanse of seafloor, the people of the Titanic who died during the frigid early hours of April 15, 1912, spoke to me again. Suddenly, my eye was drawn to a woman's shoe, lying on its side. Nearby were 3 large combs and a pair of smaller shoes that may have belonged to a child. A pair of shoes cannot fall 12,500 feet by themselves and land like this. No, their journey was together.
Formed in 1962, they're one of the longest-running and most notorious bands to emerge from the 60s music scene. Although their uninhibited lifestyles and overtly sexual lyrics often hit the headlines, the Rolling Stones are one of the most successful rock and roll bands in history.